We've all been there. Bob wants to kill every single NPC he finds. Steve continues to flirt with everyone at the table after being told many times to stop. And Tom, well, Tom is just rude. As a game master, you know it's up to you to set the standard, enforce player boundaries, and take action when necessary. And I have three tips to help you with just that. Here at the Game Masters Academy, we talk all things D&D, from encounter highlights to rule breakdowns. I release videos every Monday and Thursday, and if you find what I do here helpful, I'd love it if you'd subscribe, and I appreciate each and every one of you for being here. A quick little update on the channel. Looks like we're getting up to about 400 or so subscribers by the time of this video recording. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to all the subscribers and let you guys know that I appreciate each and every one of you for joining me on this journey. Before we get into a little bit about how we're going to deal with some of the problem players that could come up at your table, I want to take a quick second to talk to you about Describe. The music that you hear playing right now for the intro, as well as the music for the rest of this video, all comes from the Sonic Library at Describe. Describe is the Ennies Award-winning website, which is designed to help game masters and other game enthusiasts be able to really bring about the immersion of their games by utilizing flavor text, sound effects, ambiances, as well as music. Describe is really designed to help you create the perfect atmosphere for your tabletop games. If you haven't had a chance to check out Describe, feel free to click a link in the description down below, and at checkout, if you decide that you'd like to sign up for anything, if you use coupon code GMA, you'll receive 10% off your very first purchase. If you haven't had a chance to check out Describe, I strongly recommend that you do, and I am positive that you will not regret doing so. With that out of the way, let's take a look at dealing with problem players. Game setup is crucial to a successful campaign and helps you set the tone for what your expectations are. Session zero is the way we discuss this with the party. Here's a card real quick to give you a link to the podcast episode that I did on session zero. I don't have an actual video on it yet. But this is where we flesh out all the details of the scope, scale, and the tone of the campaign. It's here where we decide the rating of the campaign, similar to like movies, PG, PG-13, R, etc. Which safety tools we're going to use, and any other additional boundaries that we want to set within the game world. These conversations are critical, and in my experience, if I had a player that didn't seem to vibe correctly, I could generally trace it back to a poorly executed session zero, or a completely missed session zero for an individual that potentially joined a little bit later than the very beginning of the campaign. Our players want to know what is expected and what isn't allowed, and a clearly defined idea of that from session zero will ensure that everyone is on the same page. Consistency is key. If we spend all of our time in session zero discussing our boundaries, expectations, and then as soon as somebody slightly steps outside of that boundary, we say nothing at all, we basically are telling the individuals at our table that we are all talk and that everything we said ahead of time doesn't really matter. On the flip side, if we're able to uphold the standards and the boundaries we set at session zero every time they come up, we consistently establish and reinforce the predetermined boundaries that we agreed upon. Consistency also falls into the idea of our rules and our rulings and the way that we interpret them. We can easily prevent disagreements from happening at all if we're consistent with the way that we rule things and the rulings that we give within the game. Again, generally speaking, players want to know the rules, have the rules be consistent for everybody, and then have them fairly enforced. A lack of consistency can feel like individuals are being specifically targeted. Before we get started regarding enforcement, I want to talk about what we shouldn't do. When we have a problem with a player, we should never use in-game ways to punish them. Situations stemming from player conduct should never be attempted to be solved by punishing the character. All of these types of things need to be done through a conversation with the specific player in question. Yeah, I know. That's why I clicked on the video. Right, I know. And I'm sorry it took so long to get here, but without doing the first two steps correctly, we don't really have a whole lot of a leg to stand on when it comes to the enforcement portion of this process. And that's why those first two steps are so critical. When it comes to enforcement, there are two different times we may need to have these awkward conversations. The first is potentially in the middle of a session, where we may need to stop play to prevent a boundary from being crossed, or once it has been crossed, steer everybody back to the acceptable areas of roleplay. This is done with a simple three-statement process. The first statement that we want to utilize is a restatement of what was agreed upon by everybody within session zero. The next statement is going to be letting them know they're approaching crossing the boundary or have already done so. And finally, we told them that we're going to be steering them back where they belong, or where we belong as a party. So a quick example of this would look something along these lines. Hey, I'm going to stop you real quick. At session zero, we all agreed we wanted to be PG-13 with this game and feel like we're starting to encroach upon exiting that area. So I just wanted to steer us back to that idea. After this kind of a statement, everybody at the table will probably feel a little awkward. The easiest way to settle everybody back down and continue to play is to repeat whatever the last NPC said. Or if the conversation was between two characters, just reset the scene for them. The point here is to get the game moving again so everyone can get back to the session and we can allow those nerves and the awkwardness to settle. The other place where enforcement comes up is when there are egregious violations of the Session Zero standards that we agreed upon, or if there's potentially repeat offenses. These conversations should always be held in private and follow a very similar 3-4 statement template. Repeat the Session Zero standard, explain how whatever it was that they were doing was violating that, get them to buy into the original standard, and then politely ask them to change the behavior. Here's a quick example of this type of interaction. Hey Bob, at session zero, we discussed that we weren't gonna play a game where we just attack every single NPC that's introduced, and it seems like that's all you've really wanted to do the last couple of sessions, and I just wanted to make sure you're still interested in playing this game. Okay, well great. Can you please stop trying to attack everyone? One of the hardest things that we may have to do as a GM is remove someone that is unwilling to play within the boundaries that the party and you as a GM have established. This becomes especially challenging when that individual is someone you would consider your friend or someone that you've known for a long time. If you're to the point where you realize that this is what really needs to be done, I'm sorry. These conversations are never easy, but I do have a few tips to help. And just as a reminder, as the GM, you're kind of taking on that role of being responsible to ensure that everybody within the party has an enjoyable experience. And it's definitely not easy. If you've done the correct setup and you've been consistent and you're still having an issue, just remember all you're doing is trying to hold someone to what they said they would do originally. And at the end of the day, them leaving will allow them to be able to find a table that's more in line with what they want, and in the end, actually have more fun. Each one of the other players at the table deserves to have the game played, though in the way they are all agreed to at session zero. A little trick I learned from leadership classes along the way is it's much harder to decide for somebody else that they need to leave than it is to let them know that their actions are them making decisions for themselves that they can't come back. So with that in mind, our final conversation would look a little bit more like this. Hey Tom, when we sat down and did session zero, we all agreed that we were gonna have this campaign be a little bit more PG-13. avoid adult topics, not use foul language, things along those lines. And this isn't the first time we've had this conversation, and so I just wanted you to be aware that if you continue to do those types of things, I'm just going to assume that that's your way of saying that you're not interested in playing anymore and that you won't be back next week. I by no means am trying to say that these conversations are easy to have or aren't nerve-wracking. If you knew the number of takes it took to make my way all the way through all of those, and they're still not perfect, you might be surprised. All of these types of interactions can be extraordinarily challenging for Game Master to navigate. I hope you found some of these tips to be helpful, and that you have a wonderful rest of your week. And as always, let's let the dice decide.